An Arab-American member of President Bush's Secret Service detail is claiming that racial profiling prompted his removal from an American Airlines flight last month. The agent was armed but fully credentialed when he arrived for the flight from Baltimore to Dallas on Christmas Day. Now he has hired lawyers to pursue his complaint against the airline. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Neither American Airlines nor the Secret Service have released the names of the people involved, but the story is all over the media. The pilot says he was doing his duty to protect his passengers and crew from a man he knew was armed and was making loud abusive statements. The Secret Service says that man has flown on hundreds of flights armed and never had a problem, but that this particular pilot refused to believe he was an agent. Though both sides say they'd like to come to an amicable agreement, they disagree on many of the details of what happened on that plane. The agent is one of an elite group assigned to protecting the president. His destination on Christmas Day was President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. The agent says he was asked repeatedly to show his identification, and American Airlines officials still didn't believe he was who he said he was. The agent claims the pilot refused to even try to verify the agent's identity with the White House, even when the agent offered the telephone number. Attorney Christy Lopez.
During the entire time, the pilot's attitude was rude, demeaning, and dismissive. The agent was concerned that he was having so much difficulty reaching his duty station and troubled that the pilot was treating him as if he were a security threat simply because of his ethnicity.
Lopez is with the civil rights law firm Relman & Associates, which is representing the Secret Service agent. She said today that while the agent was off the plane responding to the questions of the pilot, a flight attendant went back to his seat and rifled through his belongings. Lopez said, according to another passenger, the flight attendant found a book that seemed suspicious to her.
No American should be required to justify their choice of personal reading material, but nevertheless, it is worth noting that it's a Middle East history book of the college text type. This book was in English. It was not in Arabic writing, as has been reported, and the agent bought it on Amazon.com.
The agent's lawyers say that since he is of Arab descent, the American Airlines workers were prejudiced against him. In fact, when they later called the Secret Service and verified the agent's identity, American Airlines officials said the agent is precisely the kind of person they like to have flying their airline. But American Airlines still supports the actions of the pilot. The company said in a statement today that it would not be deterred from protecting the safety of its passengers by what the company called frivolous claims of racial profiling. The statement included the incident report from the pilot. He says that in full view of other passengers boarding the flight, the agent made loud, abusive comments about being denied service. The pilot said there was a legitimate concern because the man was behaving unprofessionally and was armed. David Relman, another of the agent's lawyers, read a statement made by the agent this morning.
It has never been my desire to make this incident personal. This case is only about the facts. I love my job, and I want to thank my fellow agents for all of their support. God bless America.
Nobody's suing anybody yet. But both sides say they're forced to correct misleading statements and leaks to the press. President Bush told reporters he would be mad as heck about it if it turns out to be a profiling problem. And the Secret Service is now investigating the incident. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.